Right, good night, thank you very much.
Now the first thing you see when you walk in the main entrance are two huge dinosaur skeletons. Iguanodon and T-Rex. Impressive, aren't they? But actually, those exhibits are only around 100 years old. They're casts of skeletons found in the 19th century. If you come over to this glass case, you can talk to the first fossil ever to be recognised as a dinosaur. And it came from only a few miles away, here in Oxfordshire.
Hello, I'm Megalosaurus, which just means giant lizard. Megalosaurus Bucklandii is my full name because my bones were described by William Buckland, the great Oxford naturalist, whose collections were among the first specimens to come into the museum when it opened in 1860. He got the bones in the early 1800s from Stonesfield, a village near Oxford, and couldn't think what they were. He'd never seen anything so huge. After the Battle of Waterloo, he consulted the famous French naturalist, Baron Cuvier, who said they looked like lizard bones, and that's how I got my name. In 1824, I was the first of the dinosaur family to have a proper scientific description, before the word dinosaur was ever even invented. Buckland thought I was a slow-moving, fat, four-legged thing. What an insult. I'm a fast hunter that runs on its hind legs. At least modern science has managed to get that straight. There are a couple of other dinosaur skeletons from Oxfordshire's Jurassic Rocks just nearby in the museum. Eustreptor spondylus and Camptosaurus are the most complete skeletons of their kinds in Europe. So you can imagine us chasing our prey around the Oxfordshire countryside around 150 million years ago.
Well, if you think that is old, wait till you find out what I've got lined up for you tomorrow.